So Mesechtes Moed Katan is really a tale of two sugyas. The first two prakim, which makes up approximately the first half of the Mesechta, deals with the halachos of Chol HaMoed. The second half of the Mesechta, the third perek, perek Elu Megalchin, deals with a completely different topic. It deals with Hilchis Aveilos. So we are going to obviously begin discussing the laws of Chol HaMoed, and as such, it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And really, instead of a complicated introduction, we'll just mention one siman in Shulchan Aruch. The siman is the first siman in Hilchis Chol HaMoed. It's siman Tov Kuf Lamed Uboy Se'if Echad. So it's one sif in Shulchan Aruch, one line in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says, Chol HaMoed Aser b'ktsas melachos u'mutar b'miktsasam. On Chol HaMoed, one is not allowed to do certain melachos. However, one is allowed to do other melachos. Says the Rama, l'fi tzorech ha'inyin shehoyeh nira l'chachamim lahater. And really, which melachos can one do and which melachos can one not do? The Chachamim, they used their infinite wisdom and they came up with certain rules and regulations that determine and govern what kinds of malachos one is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and what kinds of malachos one is not allowed to do with Chol HaMoed. The truth is, we could have really began by introducing what Chol HaMoed is. We know what it is. Pesach, Midday Raisa, is 7 days. The first day is a regular day Yontif. The seventh day is a regular day Yontif. Days two through six are what we know as Chol HaMoed. Yontif on the one hand, but Chol on the other hand. Hence the name Chol HaMoed, which really is an oxymoron. Chol means it's a weekday, Moed means it's a Yontif, and really these days are a combination of both Chol and Moed. Sukkot is a little bit different. Sukkot is made up of 7 days, but there's an eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. And the first day of Sukkot is Yontif. The eighth day of Shmini Atzeres is also Yontif. And then days two through seven are also these days of quasi-Yontif, Chol HaMoed. On the one hand, it's Chol. On the other hand, it's Moed. So the Shulchan Aruch says that what's the halachis of Chol HaMoed? The halacha is one line. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do some malachis, you're not allowed to do other malachis, which is really very matim with the name Chol HaMoed. On the one hand, it's Chol, you're allowed to do certain malachis. On the other hand, it's Moed, there are malachis that you're not allowed to do. Now, the Gemara in today's daf is going to jump knee-deep into these halachis. So let's just mention the first Mishnah Brewer in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, just to get a little bit of a backdrop, a little bit of a context of what exactly this means. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mulachos hamutaris b'Chol HaMoed heim chamisha. If you do the math, you tally them up, it comes out there are five malachis that one is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Number one, Dover ha'aved em lo yasenu ata. If there's a malacha, that's a Dover ha'aved. Meaning, if you don't do the malacha now, you're going to end up losing money. Not you're going to not make profits, but you're physically going to lose something. V'tzorchei ha'moed. Additionally, you're doing a malacha, but the reason you're doing it is l'tzorei chamoed. It's something that's necessary for Yontif. U'bishvil poyol she'ein loy ma yoichal. Or there's a poyol who literally lives day to day, and he needs to go to work. So like this, he's going to have food. V'tzorchei rabim. Or the malacha is something that's nogeya the rabim. And finally, u'maisa hedyet afilu l'yachid. If the malacha that's being done is a maisa hedyet. And the Mishnah Brura says, v'yispar kalecha b'kaymoy. That we don't have to go through in detail what all five of these things mean, because really, each one b'mkaymoy is going to be explained. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'hine b'ikr isa malachas Chol HaMoed, as it relates to the ikr to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, yesh deyes ben arishayinim. There's a big machloikas rishayinim. Yesh shesayivim, there are those that hold, shuhumi divrei sayivim. It's an isa de rabbanon. Mipnei shematzinu b'tayra shenikru mikra kaydesh. You find that even Chol HaMoed is referred to in the Torah as Mikra Kodesh. Varehu's man chagiga b'miktosh. You were able to bring the carbon chagiga, the yontif, dig a carbon on Chol HaMoed. Lefichach asrim basias malacha, kidei shalayia kesharya moisachol she'em behem b'kdusha klal. So there are some that hold that the whole issa is an issa d'rabbana, stating that, mikomakom lechmiru b'ki yontif mamish, v'ikilu b'chamish edvar manal. However, the Chachamim didn't want to be machmer, and therefore they instituted five kulos, the five kulos that the Mishnah Berurah begins with. V'harbi poiskim soifrim. But says the Mishnah Berurah, there are many poskim that hold the humina taira, that really the iser to do malacha Chol HaMoed is an iser dahiraisa. And this that you find kulas with regards to many halachas, who al pi arishus shenitin lechachamim in atayr b'malachas Chol HaMoed levitzorich ha'inyin lahater. It's based on a Gemara in Chagiga where the Gemara says the chachamim were given a heter, they were given the rights to go ahead to be matter certain malachas. But the bottom line is, there's an isser to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, just like there's an isser to do malacha on Shabbos, and just like there's an isser to do malacha on Yontif. The reason we don't perceive it as being as chomer is because, although there's an isser, but there are five oifanim of when it's mutter to do malacha, stating that as it relates to the Ikar Isser, major machloikis rishonim, one of the biggest machloikis rishonims literally in Shas, whether the Isser to do malacha when applicable on Chol HaMoed is an Isser deraisa, or whether all it is an Isser derabbanan. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Uma'oid yesh lizar shaloi lahakal yoisem imashay tiru chachamim. A person should be very careful and not be more makel on Chol HaMoed than Chazal allowed one to be makel. To Amru Chazal, Hamavazes hamayados ki'ilu oived avoidas zara. Someone's mevazeh the mayadis, it's as if he was oved avodah zarah. So therefore, a person has to be very careful, specifically related not to doing malachas that he's not supposed to do on Chol HaMoed. Mishbur continues, gam chayev lechabit Chol HaMoed b'maychel b'mishta. A person has to honor Chol HaMoed with eating good foods and drinking fine wines, uksus nikia, and wear nice clothing. Shelo yinek behem minek chol. Umaril, he says, the maril used to wear a Shabbos clothing on Chol HaMoed. Mishbur continues and says, ayin le'il simin tov chavtes. Look at what I wrote 100 simanim earlier. Ube Mishnah Berurisham, the mitzvah of samachta bechagecha koi gam al Chol HaMoed. That the mitzvah of samachta bechagecha applies to Chol HaMoed. So whatever the samachta bechagecha means, it applies to Chol HaMoed as well. And then he says that even though it's true, you don't have to eat a sud on Chol HaMoed, but at the same time, the katchila mitzvah lekvay a sud al hapas, you should be kavei a sud al hapas, achas balaylo, the achas bayoim, the kivin the mitzvah lechabdei v'achilu v'shtiyo. And therefore it'd be appropriate to eat a suda. So the bottom line is that really when you delve in, you literally dip your toes into the laws of Chol HaMoed, it's kishmoy kachi. Chol HaMoed is chol and it's moyed. And really the halachas feel that way. There's an issa to do malacha, but at the same time, there are five categories of malachas that one is allowed to do. L'katchila, there's a mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha and to eat suda, but then again, b'di'evet, you don't really have to eat a suda. So on the one hand, it's chol, on the other hand, it's moed. We have two prakim and shas that deal with the halachas of Chol HaMoed, be'ezus Hashem, a lot of raid, including at the end of today's daf, that deal with both the halachos and the lamdis and the pnimius of what Chol HaMoed is.